Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, strengthening bond between India and its diaspora. The participants are Gyaneshwar Mule, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas is being organized in Bhubaneswar, Odisha, from 8th of January to 10th of January. The theme of this year's Pravasi Bharatiya Divas is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. To discuss more on this, we are joined by Ambassador Gyaneshwar Mule. Ambassador Mule was also responsible for organizing the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in 2019 and has served as the secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs. Ambassador Mule, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Deeksha. Look forward to talking to you. Yes.
Ambassador Mule, before we dive deep into the discussion, I would first want you to enlighten us about the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas. It is a biannual event. What is it and why is it celebrated?
We have a very substantial number of people who are overseas. The two types, those who have gone there and taken the citizenship of those countries, and also those who have gone there for work, maybe long-term stay, long-term training, employment, but have not taken the citizenship there. Now, the number is mind-boggling. It is the largest diaspora in the world, according to United Nations, and the current figure is somewhere around 3.5 crores. That being the case, and many of them now have excelled themselves in various fields. So whether it is economic area, whether it is corporate area, education, technology, investment, finance, even cultural things, music. So they are doing so exceedingly well. And there is also an urge, because the diaspora number is so large, to stay connected with India. It's possible now because we are in a modern age, travel has become easy, communication is very easy. So, Pravasi Bharatiya Divas was introduced in 2003 as a remarkable tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, who is considered the greatest Pravasi of all, not only Indian, but, you know, of all who came back and contributed to the country. And so far, we have had 18 editions, and this 18th one is currently on. So, I would say it's a bridge between India, Bharat, and the overseas Indians, Pravasi Bharatiya. It's a unique thing. It's the largest gathering of diaspora anywhere in the world.
Ambassador Mule, I would also like to draw your attention to the theme for this year's event. Could you please enlighten us why was this particular theme chosen and what is the significance of diaspora in Viksit Bharat?
Diaspora and Viksit Bharat would together have a lot to do with each other, because we are, you know, unlike in the past 60s or 70s, we were inward looking. Maybe rightly so, because, you know, after the 150 years of sort of dependence or, you know, loss of freedom, we were trying to get our act together. Now, since 90s, we have become confident nation. The world has recognized India's worth. We are among the largest economy. We are the fastest growing economy. And that being the case, Viksit Bharat, which is kind of, I think, a dream. It's an aspiration for India to be a leading country, a leading, you know, what should I say, world power that will show the direction to the world, Vishwaguru, that is. And whether it is, as I mentioned, finance, technology, education, or spread of Indian culture, thought, philosophy, the diaspora is in a position right now to work together with India as equal partners. You know. And they have amazing reputation of hard work, abiding people, by and large, very low crime rate. And they are the high net worth individuals in most of the countries where they are working. Politically, at any given point of time, there are 5 to 7 countries where the people of Indian origin you will see as prime minister or president. This is no other country has this kind of a diaspora. So it's very natural that we look at them to work together with India, you know, realizing the dream of Viksit Bharat.
Ambassador Mule, as what you have explained, Pravasi Bharatiya Divas aims at celebrating the vibrance of Indian diaspora across the globe. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention in Odisha.
Yes.
And he addressed the gathering over there. So now let's listen into what Prime Minister had to say.
Friends, this is a time for vibrant festivals and gatherings in India. There is a joyful atmosphere everywhere. Further, it was on this day in 1915 that Mahatma Gandhiji came back to India after a long stay abroad. Your presence in India at such a wonderful time is aiding to the festive spirit. This edition of Pravasi Bharatiya Divas is special for an additional reason. We have gathered here just a few days after the birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. His vision was instrumental to this program.
Prime Minister, a very strong statement, and he said that the future is not in war and it is in Buddha. How would you decode his statement?
I think it's absolutely, he has made such a wonderful pronouncement. This is India's strength, whether it is Swami Vivekananda or Buddha or Emperor Ashok, who renounced the war. Being a king, renouncing war was an extraordinary thing, you know, in 2nd century or 3rd century BC. So this is, has been, each of our prayer ends with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And Honorable Prime Minister himself has tried to play a major role in, you know, helping Russia and Ukraine seizing the war, or at least pausing the war. And he is very engaged on the issue of bringing peace to the world. And also he believes from inside that India has a role to play in all this, these conflicts. Because the world is marred with conflicts. There are so many of them going on all over the world. So that is very profound statement, and also it perhaps very clearly expresses India's desire to play a role, a larger role in bringing world to the to a peaceful situation.
His statement very strongly also reflects on our part, what we are playing in the UN peacekeeping mission.
Sure.
So India is one of the largest contributors. True. When it comes to the UN peacekeeping mission. So moving on, Ambassador Mule, Prime Minister, he said that in 21st century, India is progressing at an incredible speed and scale. He also spoke about the skilled laborers from India. How do you look at this statement of the Prime Minister?
That's amazing because he has rightly caught the pulse of our nation. A large number of Indians, as you know, are getting H-1B visa. In fact, the largest number. A largest number of students, outbound students, are from India, whether it is US, Australia or UK. And currently, India is, what should I say, launched one of the world's largest skilling program, whether it is internship, apprenticeship or skilling. National Skill Development Corporation is doing fabulous work, but all the ministries and the states are now geared to give, impart the skilling to youth. So whosoever goes out is able to go in a skilled job, so at a higher pay scale. Let me tell you about two trends. The India has the largest pool of young people, no doubt. Number two is developed countries have a negative growth rate of population. So this is a movement for India in terms of occupying the skilled jobs all over the world. This is what perhaps Prime Minister meant, that this is India's opportunity and India will seize it, and India will provide skilled manpower who travels legally to all over the world. You know, that is the message that has given. So there is again, India is going to, sometime back he had said that he wanted India to become the skill capital of the world and human resource capital of the world. That is where, you know, his statement leads, that, you know, we will have skilled population, skilled people going overseas to do a job and fill the gap that exists in many of these countries.
The president of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kanglu, said India and its people have made some greatest contributions to the development of the world. And she was addressing the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas 2025 convention virtually as the chief guest. How do you look at her statement?
I think she has put the whole, you know, contribution of India in perspective. From civilizational times till now, India has been contributing. And the best example, I would say, in the centuries back, India contributed zero to the world. The concept of zero did not exist. And if concept of zero did not exist, today's mathematics, science and technology and everything that you see around would not have evolved. So that is a great civilizational contribution. The modern times, yoga, for example, the International Day of Yoga is being celebrated now every year on 21st June. This is India's contribution. So there are any number of civilizational things, as we discussed. There is a Buddha's message. There's a Gandhiji's contribution to the world thought about, you know, non-violence and peace. And today we are, you know, today Honorable Prime Minister says that not Yudha, but Buddha. That is India's spiritual and civilizational contribution. It goes on. India has never done any aggression on any country in the 5,000 years of known history that we have. So these are civilizational things, and rightly Christine Kangalu, who is the president of Trinidad and Tobago, has rightly identified that as the focus of her speech.
In fact, Ambassador Mule, the Prime Minister, also spoke about the Global South, and he said that we are strongly amplifying the voice of Global South.
Yes.
So how do you see the importance of Global South, and what role is India playing in amplifying their concerns to the world?
I think it's important that inequality and iniquity of all kinds is removed from the world. So India's move to get Global South accommodated in the G20 was, in one way, it was a huge diplomatic, I would say, accomplishment. On the other hand, it's a huge contribution to the humanity, because first time the most neglected part of the world has been brought into the focus of discussion. And once they are brought into discussion, there will be many things where they will be effectively able to put their views across, their issues across, and there would be some effort towards removing the inequity that exists in the world in terms of incomes, in terms of standard of living, in terms of technological progress, in terms of educational and technological accomplishment by these countries. There will be tremendous forward movement, and history will thank India for this particular step that India has taken with regard to Global South.
Listeners, now just let's listen in to our correspondent Prakash Dash, who is in Bhubaneswar and is covering the event.
A large number of Indian diaspora members from about 75 different countries are participating in the convention. The convention began with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the convention this morning. Mr. Modi said the Indian diaspora has enhanced the image of India globally by their hard work. After inaugurating the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention, Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora. The train, conducted under the Pravasi Tirth Darshan Yojana, departed from the Nizamuddin railway station in Delhi and travelled to multiple destinations of tourism and religious importance in India for a period of 3 weeks. The Prime Minister also inaugurated a number of exhibitions, including promotional stalls from various union ministries and state governments, showcasing India's diverse cultural heritage and economic opportunities. Prakash Dash, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prakash Dash also spoke to a lot of people, the Indian diaspora, who were present in the event. Let's listen in to what their views are.
Hello, my name is Rachna Herde from Mauritius. So I'm here for 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas 2025, which is like a big new opportunity for all people around the all countries to get that, like, to share networks with people to people.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jayesh. Basically, I am from Kerala, India, but I'm settled in Oman. I've been working in Oman for the last 11 years, before that in UAE for another 9 years. This is my first PBD which I'm attending. Overall, it was a very, very interesting and very inspiring experience.
Moving on, Ambassador Mule, lastly, I would like to draw your focus to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is also celebrating his birthday today. His remarks at the opening ceremony of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. He also spoke about tourism. He spoke about a lot of things. He said, in a globalized era, the diaspora only becomes important with each passing year, whether it is technology, best practices or resources, be it tourism, trade, investment. The two-way flows you enable are invaluable. He was addressing the diaspora and he said this. How do you feel that the diaspora plays an important role in attracting foreign tourists to India?
Tourism is an important aspect. I remember in New York in September 2014, when Honorable Prime Minister addressed the diaspora, he put forward a very simple proposition. He said that there are approximately 30 to 35 lakh Indians in the United States. Each one brings 5 Americans to India. Look at how much it will become. 5 times into 30 lakhs. And if you have this kind of tourism inflow in India, automatically it will spur the investment in infrastructure. Hospitality industry will improve. Tourism industry, there will be improvement in everything, because there will be surplus revenues available for investment.
So with this, we would like to conclude today's discussion. Thank you so much, Ambassador Mule, for sparing your valuable time and joining us tonight for this discussion.
Thank you so much, Diksha. Really appreciate it.
You were listening to a discussion on Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, Strengthening Bond Between India and Its Diaspora. The participants were Gyaneshwar Mule, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.